This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, happy Friday to you. I mean that. I sounded gruff. Happy Friday to you, brother. Sounded very, very gruff saying that, but hope you're having a relaxing one. Hope you're, hope you're blowing off work early and you're driving home right now listening to this show because you're starting the weekend early and you're going to kick it and relax. See, there's my peace offering. Chris, you're so mean. You hate the Steelers. You're a Browns fan. You didn't like the Watt deal. Blah, blah, blah. No. I want the best for you. That means you and all of my listeners. Well, most of them. Anyway, gaze upon the works of Mark Cabali, who will be in this building in like 45 minutes, and despair. The headline on his article, which of course he just publishes on X, the app formerly known as Twitter, the Everything app, Cabali: there is no gray area remaining for the Steelers following TJ Watt's extension. I said, okay, interesting. Cabali, first sentence, lead graph, J School 101, column writing 101. Catch him with a snappy lead. Intern Jack's running the board. I don't know if he or Donnie ever wanted to be a writer, but that's what they tell you. They say, catch him with a good lead, and then hit him with a good kicker, and they'll remember both of them. Cabali's lead, you can pretty much call it the perfect offseason for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Really, you can. I guess you can. I just don't think that's true. Cabali: it's hard to fathom when general manager Omar Khan, head coach Mike Tomlin, and Art Rooney II sat down together a few weeks ago after yet another embarrassing playoff performance 7 months ago and scratched out a plan for the upcoming season that everything they set out to do, they accomplished. That's a run-on sentence, but I'll let it go. What I wouldn't do to see the original plan now after they put a cap on their offseason Thursday by signing TJ Watt to a record-breaking contract that'll keep him with the team through the 2028 season, if that initial plan wasn't indeed how it turned out to be, everybody needs a raise. I'm sorry. I'm having perfect offseason. That's what we're going with. Not to be, like, a perfect offseason would be, what is it, Duke Tobin still running the Bengals? Steelers kidnap Duke Tobin, hold him for ransom, get Bengals to trade Joe Burrow to Steelers for 7th-round conditional pick. Let's recount the offseason, shall we? Let's, you know, make heads or tails of it. Okay, quarterback situation. The owner himself implied that he wanted one of Justin Fields or Russell Wilson back. Russell Wilson, it became obvious they didn't have much interest in. Justin Fields, however it shook out, the Jets offered him enough money that the Steelers didn't want to match that, didn't want to make Justin Fields their quarterback, didn't feel good about that. The owner and the head coach, I suspect, might have had very different opinions on how they wanted the quarterback search to go. Just a thought. Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback after The owner said he wanted one of the two guys who played quarterback last year. That saga dragged out, but ultimately it was more fun for us in the media business than it was humiliating for them. Rodgers signed. Rodgers showed up. Rodgers seems to be a happy camper. Gun to my head, I think Rodgers will be better than either of those other two guys would have been. Fine. Call that a net win. Najee Harris, they didn't make this mistake of keeping him around. Fine. Good. George Pickens, they decided to cut bait with him, traded him, got a decent return for him, then decided to use this year's second-round pick on DK Metcalf and promptly handed him what amounted to 2 years guaranteed at $31 million per. Okay, so Rodgers, goodbye George, hello DK, and now TJ Watt signed to a big boy deal. I don't know. Call me crazy here. Let's just say for argument's sake, you're happy that the Watt deal got done. You just wanted to see it get done. You think it's going to have some sort of intangible benefit for the team. How is it the perfect offseason for the Steelers? What is their win total this year, Don? Do you remember? Throw it out there for me if you got it. The Steelers, what's their Vegas over-under? Was it 8.5? Was it 9.5? Where were we?
8.5, like it has been for like 5 years.
Have you checked it again today? Did you happen to look and see team futures over-unders? I would be willing to bet that after what Mark called a perfect offseason, their team win-loss total is exactly where it was when the offseason started, 8.5. I bet you none of the things they have done have moved that win-loss total number an inch. So I guess I'm scratching my head here at how you would call an offseason where they had to scramble to figure out their quarterback situation, occasionally felt like it was they were being twisted in the wind by Aaron Rodgers until he finally brought himself in here and signed on the dotted line, had to trade, like, on what, I don't care like what you think of how they decided to backfill the position, or technically, obviously, the trade for Metcalf happened first, and then, of course, the George Pickens deal happened that later, so I should get my timelines right. They bring in Metcalf. People are wondering if they're going to try to really load up. They trade away Pickens, okay? That is an admittance of failure on one level or another with Pickens. Metcalf, I think, is a good, sometimes very good receiver. I have misgivings about him as, like, an alpha dog number one. I think he's somewhere around, like, the 18th to 20th best receiver in football. We could play the who's better game and probably have a lot of fun with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They bring him in. Okay, good. You filled in You loaded up your room very briefly, then you subtracted a guy that some people wanted to keep around here, and George Pickens. Where's the perfect offseason? What am I missing here? He also goes on, does Mark, to say, and we'll have it. The best part is we're going to have a chance to have Kabali in here in like 40 minutes, and I'll just say all this stuff right to him. He's almost certainly listening right now, so I'm sure he's sharpening his knives and preparing whatever arguments he can to counter me. He talked about how, as of last week, the two sides weren't close on guaranteed money, length of deal, and total value, that there are all these sticking points. Did we not read yesterday that this deal was in the works for a while, which suggests that the sides were actually pretty close and had been talking actively? When I hear that CAA and the Steelers were working on this deal for a while, that doesn't mean to me that it all came together, you know, slap, bang, boom here at the last second. That makes me think that they were probably doing fine for a while. So he writes, Watkins is security. Steelers get the best edge rusher in the league. I would disagree. He's like second or third, probably second, maybe third, locked up heading into the season. He is giving them high marks for turning a potentially difficult negotiation into something that's a non-issue. And then he eventually gets to the fact that now the difficult part happens and you've got to put up or shut up. He said they have a better roster than they did when they got thumped in Baltimore in a playoff game in early January. They are significantly better, and there's no debating that. Don, I need you to get back on the mic. Does this team look significantly better to you? Subtract Minka, add Jalen, add Jonnu. I think that is a net positive. I'm not a complete hater. I think two good players for one guy who should be better than both of them, but probably isn't anymore, at least the way they were using him. Okay. Metcalf is better than Pickens, but you still took Pickens out of that picture. Caleb Johnson, I hope, is better than Najee Harris, but you drafted a guy who in physical build resembles Najee Harris. I guess I would want to know how people feel about this being a significantly better roster. I don't know that that's necessarily the case.
I think they are better. I wouldn't use significantly.
Significantly like better significantly, implies you think they're going to win a playoff game or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm also going from how they were 10-7 last year. If I'm saying significantly better, then I would think they're going to go like 14-3 this year. Instead, I'm going to go with 11-6.
Man, he's writing stuff in here that makes it seem like he thinks he buys the all-in stuff. Seriously, there's no gray area left for this organization. They took care of that by the players they added and the pedigree that comes with them. Do I have to tap the if Aaron Rodgers was still 2021 MVP Aaron Rodgers, he wouldn't have been available for like $13 million sign again? Do I have to do? Don't make me hit the sign, folks. Listen, I think that they are better than they ended last year. I have to cross my fingers and hope that Broderick Jones is better at the position he was supposed to play. I have to hope that Aaron Rodgers is energized going into a season, and I am. I am hopeful about Rodgers. That because this is his last year and everybody knows it's his last year, there's going to be better vibes than there were with Russell Wilson. Still, though, he was available for a reason. Did they get better in the Minka trade? Yeah. I doubt their win total has moved. My expectations really aren't changed. I guess I feel like because of Rodgers' name recognition that if they get to the playoffs, they have more of a puncher's chance than they have with some of these other guys in the past. But let's be real. One of the big problems with Rodgers, even when he was putting up huge numbers in those late years in Green Bay, was that he folded up in the playoffs and didn't play well. Do you agree with Mark Kabali? The lead sentence here, you can pretty much call it the perfect offseason for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Do you agree with Kaboom, who says they had a perfect offseason? If you don't, tell me why. How would you characterize it? I'd say they had a tumultuous offseason. It was a lot of activity. I'm not sure they got any better. It was like a boxer just throwing punches everywhere. I'm not sure how many of them landed. A flurry of activity, improvement, that's another story. 4-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.